Romans chapter 12. Brother S, I urge you therefore by the mercies of God that you par assent your be odes a living sacrifice holy and acceptable e to God, which is your reasonable service, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect T will of God. Because I say, through the grace given to me to every ma n who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Because as we have many members in one body, and all members do not have the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members of one another. Having then gifts differing according to e grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let t us prophes, why, according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us attend to our ministering, or he who teaches on teaching, or he who encourages on encouragement, he who gives, let him do it with simplicity, he who rules with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness, let love be unpretended, hate t hat which is evil, cling to what is good, have kindly affection towards one another with brotherly love, in honor given g preferen ce to one another. Do not be lazy in business, but be fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing g in hope, patient t in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality, bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse, rejoice with those who rejoice, and weep with those who weep. P.B. of the S.A. Me mind towards one another. Do not mind high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Do not be wise in your own company. N. Seat. Repay to no man evil for evil. Provide things H. honest in the sight of all men, if it is possible, as mu seech as it depends o n you live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather leave room for wrath, anger, judgment, as it I wende written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. D. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him drink, because in so doing, you will heap coals of fire upon his head. Do no t be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.